in that particular situation, you always know that they're going to do, you know, with 6 seconds to go at the 35, they're going to either go for the end zone there or just try to get more yards and do that. So if you want to play sideline defense, what they're going to do is they're going to convert to the Hail Mary right there and then just run everybody off the sideline. Then you got to pick them up from the sideline and do the same job that you're going to do in the Hail Mary. So, you know, to me, you know, we wanted to just bring them up so we wouldn't get a something that's too far down the field, which it was to the 48, and then we set up for our Hail Mary at the end.
Oh, so it worked then.
That's a bunch of football gobbledygook.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
Who in the world believes that?
No one. Not only that, like, I mean, honestly, you know, when you foul up, you got to just say, oh, yeah, we should have done that.
We should have done that.
Yeah, obviously, the way it turned out didn't work,
players
so we
know.
Did something.
Players know, too.
Yeah. They know the doublespeak when they hear it. Eric is in Bedford Park. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Good morning, guys. See, and that's exactly what I was going to talk about. Everybody in the world and all of the coaches, you guys, I'm sorry, the players and the fans, we all know, and I touched on this with the business aspect of interviews or post-game interviews. Nobody's stupid. We know what happened. Don't try to soft-coat it and sugarcoat it. That's BS. We know what happened. And when you do that, you lose the locker room. And that's what's going on. I appreciate the players, and especially Cole Kmet and the other guys that are kind of coming out. I know it's not good for the organization, but when you smell something that's BS, you call it out. This should have been addressed immediately. I can't even imagine coaches like Harbaugh, Bill Cowher, Belichick, Ditka. I'm not saying the trash people at the podium, but he should have said, this is going to be dealt with. It's going to be handled. We're going to go look at the films. And, yes, we are going to take a look at the positives. But this should have never happened, and we're going to address it. And instead, Poles is going to address players coming out. No, the bigger problem is it happened, and yeah. They won't address that.
Yeah, it's a good point, Eric. I mean,
thanks, Eric.
If you try your gobbledygook, everyone's going to know.
Yeah, you will be exposed quickly.
That's
in the NFL
happened.
As
yep.
a leader if
yep.
you're trying to sell people something that is really implausible. And what his explanation was for that play and defense was implausible.
Freddie's on the Odyssey app. Hey, Freddie.
Good morning, guys. Hey, listen, I got one thing to say. When was the last time we were 4-3? That's one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, we're blaming this guy. Like, he's the, oh, my God. It wasn't even that. Who cares? We should have won the game, 21-18, whatever, because I'm blaming the coach and offensive line. Williams, the quarterback, was running around for his life for the first two quarters. How come in the second half, we don't put a tight end there, running back there, let's help the block? No, we continue with the dumb progress. This is all on the coach. This is not on that kid. This is not on this guy. This is on the coach. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Freddie.
Yeah, I don't think you can just ignore that impact of one play and one decision and the repercussions from that one bad decision. So, fair enough.
Bad as everything. They had the lead with 30 seconds.
They were
left.
Ready to
yep.
escape
yep.
Landover, Maryland with a victory. And then we'd be having a much different conversation this week.
We'd have a totally different week.
Like, wow, look what the Bears are capable of doing. Look what the direction this franchise is going. And winning masks a lot of ills, and it would have done that. But when they lose a game in the manner they lost it, all of the scrutiny is deserved, and be as skeptical as you want to be.
The Bears' offensive line, though, is a major problem.
It's a problem.
You lost three guys, and you were already without some of the people you thought were going to start. Caleb Williams was pressured, according to Next Gen Stats, he was pressured on 51.6% of his pass plays, and that pressure came on average 2.47 seconds. It is the most he's been pressured in his career and the fastest that pressure has come since he started playing for the Bears.
So that means he had the shakiest pocket to set up in, and you saw that for three quarters, and then the fourth quarter, it's almost like he calibrated and did what he could, but it wasn't enough.